show, going to send the SoCon conference front of the show from the ATL like we are, man. Coach Jake McCauley, the Waffle Terriers. Coach, good to talk to you. Brother, how you doing, man?
Great to see you, man. How you doing?
Coach, living life like it's like golden, man. I'm happy as can be, man. Our Hawks are doing better. We got a win, so I'm happy, man. It's always good when they get a dub for us, man.
Yeah, hopefully the Hawks can keep it rolling, man. I'm a huge fan from afar up here in Spartanburg, so that's my team in the NBA.
Most definitely. Now, Coach, let me ask you about this, man. You know, you guys are 8-4, three Grand Slam in conference play, man. You're playing pretty well. Talk about how your team's kind of gelling right now and how you guys are kind of playing real well right now.
Yeah, we're off to a pretty good start in conference play. I think non-conference for everybody was a little different. We were all over the place, had 9 games affected, rescheduled 5 or 6 of them with different opponents that we thought we were going to play. So we were just thankful to get in as many games as we could. And heading into conference play with a young team like we've got, that certainly helped us, I think. And to win four road games, our first 4 road games in conference play, we are very thrilled about that. And obviously looking forward to having some games at home and getting healthy, getting better in some areas and keeping it rolling.
Speaking of that, how was the ramp up for you guys? Trying to avoid injuries, trying to avoid some of the nagging, getting guys acclimated. They're the young guys who enter your system and how you play. How was the whole process trying to get your guys ready to the point you are today here in mid-January?
Yeah, it's a challenge. Every team's done it differently. I'm sure at the NBA level too. I mean, it's protocols are preventing you from doing the same stuff. I've got coaches practicing. They're in ice bags every night because we're trying to keep everybody separate. So this year we've had probably two days out of the week, we keep everybody in 2 gyms and practice separately. And, you know, sure enough, knock on wood, that's been helping us here get through some things. And hopefully that continues, but a lot more skill work, a lot more separated practices and a lot more testing. And when we do tests, we use those days to practice together.
Most definitely. And for us watching film, has that been more of a thing this year than ever? Because, you know, being separate, you have to kind of teach via Zoom and kind of test the guy's knowledge via Zoom. Understand, do you really see what we're seeing here on the film defensively, offensively? How's that been for you guys as well as you prepare for games?
I think it's actually helped us. It's probably helped a lot of teams. This pandemic has made you look at things differently and brought us together more closely. But we started doing a lot of Zoom teaching just because of the youth of our roster and the turnover we had from graduating guys going pro, to bringing in about 5 or 6 young guys that have never been in our system. We had to do a ton of Zoom teaching. And obviously now in season, we got our routine as far as scouting and preparation. But you got to have the right guys on the bus that are sponges that can digest that. And I think we got that here still in our locker room, which I'm excited about.
Coach, I noticed as the games get more and more and more going, that guys are adding more stuff in. You know, so I want to ask you about that, for putting in stuff, been having a young team. Did you kind of go more basic earlier than you're adding as you go, because you're seeing guys getting concepts? I'm seeing more and more complex schemes now as the teams play more games than they were November, December now. So are you seeing the same thing as I'm seeing right now with a lot of teams around the country here?
Yeah, that's a terrific question. Certainly, it's a feel thing for me. I put a lot on guys' plates. We have a system, a complex system, that I don't think people like guarding a whole lot. And we face a lot of different schemes and defensive schemes every week. So we do have to put a lot of stuff in, and some of that stuff does not stick. And that's okay, as long as we can kind of correct that and continue to build our library of attack throughout the year and learn from our mistakes. There's going to be mistakes. We just talk about being aggressive, making those mistakes. So certainly we throw a lot at people. We have a kind of a versatile, complex system that I think guys like playing in. And that certainly helps when you got smart guys that can digest that stuff.
And, Coach, I love a complex system. I love seeing complexity of systems, because I feel like it makes you prepare for more than you – and you don't have enough time to prepare for it. So sure. The fact that your guys already do it every day, you mastered it. But they have to look at it on film, figure out in a prep week, like, oh, my God, how I figure out how to play Wofford, because all of a coaching them do. So I love your system because it definitely causes you to prepare for a lot. And that's kind of the thing with the Hawks as well, a lot of the NBA teams I cover as well. The more complex you are, the harder you are to guard and stop. This is, that's why teams are good who have more than just those basic concepts of five outs or 1-5 pick and roll here or switch 1-4. If you do different stuff, gaps and slots, step off strong side, all kind of different stuff you do, it makes you hard to prepare for and play against as well.
Yeah, and I think we recruit to positionless basketball. So, you know, the Washington Post reached out to us and was very curious as to why we were number one in the country in shooting threes. Well, it's because we got a lot of shooters, a lot of smart guys that like to share the ball, and that makes you hard to guard. And I think guys growing up and watching the Youngs and the Currys, and, you know, that's the type of basketball people want to play in. So, yeah, it's complex, but it's positionless, and guys have fun in that system. And, you know, the neat thing is watching them grow throughout the year and get better and better.
Coach, having a young team, how'd you use this COVID situation to teach them about adversity and how they would grow as young men going out beyond 2020 and beyond? For me, Coach, as I'm in my 30s. I'll be 34 in March. I've had to become a better leader, a better boyfriend, a better brother, a better everything because of this 2020, because I'm the point man. So for you, how'd you use that to teach your young men, but this is a part of life. They have to grow from this going forward. This is an example of what life will be the next, hopefully, 80 years of your life beyond Wofford.
Yeah, I just think it's about being mindful of having open discussions daily about what's going on in the world. You know, the racial injustices, the pandemic, you know, life isn't fair. And the reality is you got to get up, go to work every day, work really hard. You got to really buy into serving others and keep moving, you know, keep moving forward. And everybody's kind of got this rallying cry right now of being the best problem solvers you can be. And we just don't do a lot of complaining here at Wofford. That's wasted time, wasted energy. And we're going to focus our energy on serving each other, being there for each other and working hard. And in talking about the things that are going to impact these guys as being fathers and good husbands moving forward. So I think that ties into how we play and the trust that we show on the court. And we may be a young team, but we're connected right now. And hopefully that continues. That's the goal.
And yeah, I think that's good because, you know, young men who come from your program, they were the men in high school. They were the man. They was had the ball in their hands, having to sacrifice for the team and be a part of a situation for the betterment of everybody. I think getting an 18, 19-year-old young man to buy into the team concept is a masterful thing you do because a lot of those guys were the man in high school coming into your program.
Yeah, it's very hard. I'm going to hire you as my full-time psychologist. that's mostly my job. You know, you gotta shoot kids straight, and they've got to be able to block out the outside noise and really buy into what this team's all about and what team sports is all about. And, you know, usually when they see the success of that in a team sport, you know, their egos can be left aside, but that's a tricky deal with a young team. And certainly we've had those moments, just like everybody in the country deals with that. Heck, everybody in the NBA deals with that. And, you know, I think just shooting guys straight and, again, keeping the main thing, working hard, buying into the team stuff and serving others. We do that on a consistent basis to make that habit so that other stuff doesn't infiltrate our system.
Like our Hawks have a saying, a we mentality. That's what Lloyd Pierce's rallying cry is. We have a we mentality. It's about we, not me. So I think it's a great Coach Pierce is doing for the Hawks is that we mentality. That's good for your team as well, because I feel like when you are together and you're as one, when things go south, you can stay together and get through it without having friction or media leaking, as happens in the NBA all the time, as we know. So I think it's a big thing to have that we mentality, is to keep those problems in the house and not snap them in the bud when they come up easily.
Have to. And we just keep it real simple. Every time we break it down, we say team, and other people have different, you know, things they do, but it's always been that way here, and certainly is going to continue to be that way.
Now, how is recruiting via Zoom? I know you're a guy who loves to interact with people. How is it to recruit and show the great Wofford campus via Zoom, recruiting this season, getting guys for each 21 and 22 classes here via Zoom?
It's certainly challenging. It's difficult. The best thing you can do is show a person in person our facilities, which is first class, some of the best in the nation. And then obviously that personal touch that you have to sit in there and have a conversation. Certainly missing that. Admissions tours are still going on for the most part throughout the year. So we rely heavily on that department to give them a good snapshot of that. But It is. Every team's dealing with this. This is difficult. And, you know, the recruiting period has become dead throughout the whole year, so we can't evaluate guys like we normally do. But, again, it's like what I tell our team. We got to be problem solvers and figure out the ways to adapt. And we've certainly done that with our recruiting classes. I'm really fired up with that.
You have Western Carolina coming up on Saturday. You have a week, kind of a week here to prepare for those guys. So getting some rest, which is good for you guys, kind of middle of the season here. So that's probably good for you. How are you going to approach this week knowing you'll have one game Saturday against Western at your place there?
Yeah, got to get better. Got to keep moving. We talk about it all the time. We got to get better. Some defensive numbers have slightly dropped here in conference play, even though we're winning and finding different ways to win. And with a different guy every night stepping up, which is great as a coach. You win in the 40s, 50s, you win in the 80s and 90s, you're winning in different ways. But to be more consistent, valuing the basketball and being more gritty and nasty defensively, those have been our best teams over the last five championships. And just trying to show illustrations of that every day and getting better and working on our skills and knock on wood, staying healthy most importantly.
Now, how happy you are you guys didn't go to that back-to-back thing? Because I feel bad for conferences that are back-to-back. Because, you know, I know the Hawks, as you and I both in the NBA, they play them all the time. And that second night, that back-to-back is tough, even on professional guys. So for college kids to be playing back-to-back 40-minute games without the same kind of nutritional value, same kind of strength as the NBA guys, I feel bad for those guys. I'm thankful you probably at just conference SoCon said, no, we'll still play our regular schedule and not play those back-to-backs like that, like other conferences are doing.
Yeah, it's just how they're dealing with the pandemic, different conferences. You know, they just feel like that's more safe, which they have a point, you know, to keep everyone in a bubble for that weekend and then leave Monday and Tuesday for flexible dates to fill in. The SoCon is just kind of, you know, I wouldn't say punted, but, you know, decided to keep things as is. And, you know, a couple weeks ago that looked a little dicey, but you know, this last week we've gotten every game in. We're going to have to squeeze some games in on Monday. But our guys just like playing any way we can figure out how to play, whether it's home or away, we're going to appreciate that and be thankful for it.
That's what I got for you, Coach. What was your hobby over the quarantine this summer? Mine was playing the guitar and trying to get better at that. What was yours?
You know what? People don't know this. I don't even think most Terrier fans know this. I play the guitar and I had played a long time. So I had a lot of time with my daughters playing Disney songs and making up songs. We had a good time with that. I got a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old. So we also dabbled in the guitar and lots of Disney Plus.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, man. Hey, I had to find something to do, Coach, when I went on the radio doing interviews. I had to find something to make the time go by, man. So it was fun, man. I'm going to try to keep doing it and getting more better at it because I said, okay, I can maybe have another career off the radio, playing the guitar, being a band or something after I retire from radio one day.
You'd be a psychologist, a guitarist, and obviously you're doing great with what you're doing now, man.
No doubt, Coach. Hey, man, thank you for your time as always. Always good to talk to another ATL guy, man. Best of luck to you guys in SoCon. Keep up the good work. Be healthy and be safe, Coach. Always a pleasure talking to you every time, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
All right, Coach. Be good, brother.